read a fantastic piece at the Federalist, although the Federalist is chock-a-block full of everything. I've never read anything really bad at the Federalist, but when I read David Ersanye's piece called Nothing to See Here But a Credible Whistleblower Accusing the President of Bribery, I was so glad that we were able to talk with him today. And David Ersanye, welcome to the show. Thanks a lot for your time this afternoon.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
You say it this way, if I may read a bit. I don't typically like to read people's work back to them, but for people that haven't read the piece yet, almost a year ago, you said, former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro was indicted and arrested by the FBI for ignoring a congressional subpoena. He was handcuffed and reportedly denied permission to make a phone call to a lawyer. Today, it's the FBI that's ignoring subpoenas. There'll be no one to arrest Chris Wray, the FBI director, so there will be no more sanctimonious speeches or grandstanding from Democrats regarding the sacred need for transparency or separation of powers. Democracy is no longer in danger, apparently. Of course, we expect jaw-dropping hypocrisy from politicians. We expect a politicized Justice Department to protect Democrats. Nowadays, we also expect the complete abdication of journalistic responsibility from a partisan big media, and that is a massive problem. It's also why, David, I would just add, and this is my two cents, you don't have to agree or disagree, but that hypocrisy, that stunning hypocrisy in the way that the Trump administration, Donald Trump himself, and so many of his associates were treated versus what we're seeing and living through right now, I think that's why that bond with Trump's base of support just won't be broken. And that is not a knock on any of the other Republicans in the field. I just don't know how they can penetrate the loyalty that many millions feel that this guy is being persecuted. And this is a two-tiered system of justice.
Well, that's certainly part of it, from my perspective, that may be true. But from my perspective, and I guess that the FBI sort of surrendered a bit, so the subpoena is gone. I guess Republicans were allowed to see the document. I think it was called a 1023 or whatever about the bribery charges and notes. But from my perspective, the media perspective or the writing perspective, is that how could journalists not want to see a document that accuses the president of taking a bribe? Honestly, my problem has never been that the media has been tough on Trump. It's that they're only tough on people like Trump. If they acted this way with anyone who was in power and they were just the loyal opposition, the people who wanted to figure out the facts, or to catch those in power, in some sort of duplicity, whatever, I would not care. But it's not. It's aimed at people, and especially it was at Trump because there was just this real hatred for him. But Republicans in general are the only people who have to be treated that way by the media, and the others, they just protect. They protect Biden.
I don't know what you're hearing. It seems like I was kind of seeing out of the corner of my eye some news today that suggests, I mean, I think even Fox was reporting, maybe, again, it was on mute, so I just saw the screen, said something to suggest that the report doesn't show what some Republicans claimed it showed. I don't know who the source was on that. Apparently, this document has been distributed to multiple lawmakers now, both Democrat and Republican. Do you know anything more? Have you heard? I guess people are literally just going through it right now.
Well, that's one of the problems, right? Because I saw a source say that it didn't say what Republicans had claimed, but I don't really trust those sources because they lied throughout the Russia collusion stuff. They lied about other things, including Kavanaugh investigation, etc. So I have no reason to trust them. I think from what I gather, we know most of this. Like, we know that that Hunter Biden was involved with this company in Ukraine. We know that he made a lot of money there. We know that the vice president at the time pushed to fire a prosecutor who was investigating them. What we don't know is where the money went, if someone was paid, if it was just the Biden family business thing and we're just talking about the big man. All of that's already out there. So I have to be honest, when I first heard reports of what they saw, it seemed very familiar to me. I'm not sure there was anything there that is going to, blow people's minds.
David Ersanye has written a piece at The Federalist called Nothing to See Here But a Credible Whistleblower Accusing the President of Bribery. Yeah, whistleblowers used to be the most patriotic thing that could happen when Donald Trump was still in office, right? I mean, we were about to make a statue out of, Alexander Vindman, right?
Right. I mean, can you imagine? Can you just imagine if this kind of document had existed in 2019 aimed at Trump? I mean, it would have been, you know, and it's getting boring constantly saying, can you imagine if it happened that way? Which, you know, but, and it's not, you know, if it were DeSantis, if any Republican, it would have been a massive, massive story. And now it's just like, oh, you know, no, it's not really that important. These documents aren't that important, you know, just defending him, trying to diminish the importance of this story. And what they should be doing is trying to either debunk it or prove it, but figure out where, what banks, what shell corporations did Hunter use. I mean, there's so little reporting on it. It's very difficult. You need a lot of money and a lot of access to get to those sort of things. So for conservative outlets, it's very difficult to do any of that kind of reporting.
And Biden wrapped up his press conference, his joint press conference today with the Prime Minister of the UK. The last words he says as he walks away from the podium is, "I'm honest." And I thought, oh, well, then I guess it's settled.
Yeah, that's sort of his story, right? I mean, it's part of his like fantasy world where he hasn't changed his position on everything. He hasn't lied about, you know, his life constantly, just for starters.
Yeah, here's sincerely, and I know this is not necessarily meant to be a political analysis segment, but I earnestly don't understand how, if in fact these indictments, this single indictment or multiple indictments are coming, as some are alleging, to Trump soon, courtesy of this Jack Smith character, over documents in particular. I don't understand.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
How you make the case to the American people, I know you're talking about a jury in a court of law, and it doesn't really matter what the American people say necessarily, you could make that argument. But from a political point of view, if you really want to take Trump down or take him out, it seems almost impossible to have a president like Biden, who has done quite literally the same things and then some. And the Hunter Biden thing hanging around his neck on top of it, just from a PR point of view, like the American public, if you're at all fair-minded, you say, look, at worst, this is a jump ball between these two men. And one is being, you know, run out of town on a rail, and the other one's being left alone. If any fair-minded American is watching this, I don't know how you don't reach that conclusion.
On the classified document stuff, I completely agree. I mean, yeah. I don't even think it's a jump ball. I think what Biden did, if the reports are correct, that he's had documents from his Senate years and his vice presidential years, he does not have the power to declassify anything. He should never have had that stuff. We don't even really know what kind of documents he has at the University of Delaware. I mean, yeah, just again, like you said, not from a legal standpoint, but just from a public perception standpoint, I don't see how they can do that. And if they do, I think that's just going to bolster Trump probably.
Do you have any sense if in fact there are indictments coming? Is there much discussion amongst your colleagues about what that looks like? We've never seen that before. Andy McCarthy has reminded me before, there's nothing in the Constitution that prohibits a guy who's been indicted, never mind, you know, a jury, you know, rules against him. Nothing prohibits him from running for president. That would certainly be a bizarre place for this country to be, but it may well be where we're going. I'm trying to process what that even looks like. I've yet to hear anybody really be able to tell me what they think that could mean or what that looks like if, in fact, it happens. Have you thought much about it or talked to anybody about it?
everything surrounding Donald Trump's run and improbable initial run and everything has been kind of weird, right? He's a very unique character and everything that's happened. So, yeah, I mean, I would put it this way. You mentioned Biden and how basically unfair Americans or many Americans will see this as. But think about this. Hillary Clinton should have probably been indicted when she was running for president for having classified documents on a server. They keep saying, oh, well, they cooperated. Biden's cooperated. Hillary cooperated and Trump hasn't. Well, listen, the laws governing that sort of thing don't say that, you know, you're not guilty if you cooperate or if you have good intentions, that's fine. It says you can't mishandle these documents. And Hillary certainly did and Biden certainly did. And maybe, I don't know if Trump did or not, honestly, probably he did, but he was president. But certain people get indicted, certain people don't. And that's a big problem.
What about Bill Barr's role in this? You do write a little about in your piece about Attorney General Bill Barr, who spoke with the Federalist, said the investigation has never been closed. He's sort of a curious figure to me. He's not afraid to wrap Trump's knuckles in interviews, but then he will kind of surprise you and turn around and say he thinks there's dirt on Biden, too. So I what do you make of that guy and his role in this, if any?
Well, I kind of like the guy because I feel like whether you disagree with some of the political takes or whatever, I think he's an honest person and he's just, you know, saying it like he sees it. And yesterday in the Federalist, we reported that, you know, the Democrats have basically been lying about that 1023 that, you know, they had said that it had been squared away, that there was nothing there, that the investigation had been closed. Bill Barr's like, that's not true, you know, because it wasn't true. And others have walked it back. So I don't know. I've always sort of liked him as a personality. I don't know. You know, I don't think he did a particularly great job. But overall, I just like him. I like his book. I just find him an interesting character.
I still just find it fascinating that guys like James Comey still to this day, I mean, as of late last week or early this week, were going around TV selling another damn book. And that reprobate number two guy underneath him that's still on CNN getting paid to do, Andrew McCabe. Like, these guys, like, they're paid pundit people with straight faces. And they have been totally discredited, in my view, as lawbreakers, or certainly unethical at a bare minimum. And, holds them up as exemplary figures that should have standing to comment on legal matters surrounding the president.
And how about John Brennan, who CIA spied on the Senate, who knew that there was no collusion but lied on TV anyway? I mean, that's a big problem that these characters who and what's the guy's name? His name's escaping me. Who lied to the American people about not spying on them many years ago is on there too. So. Yeah, I mean, this is why people don't trust institutions, and then they don't trust the people who put these leaders who lied to them on television, and they shouldn't. It's a sad thing because you never know who to trust now, and that leads to a big vacuum of trust and conspiracy theories and all kinds of things. But what are people supposed to do? I don't know.
Well, the Federalist is a place. Yeah, it's a great. I mean, I do trust what I read at the Federalist sincerely. I'm not just blowing smoke. I really do love the work there. And everybody who writes is solid as a rock, I think. David Harsanyi is evidence of it. Nothing to see here but a credible whistleblower accusing the president of bribery is his latest read there. David, I appreciate your time today. Thanks so much.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.